Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You ever been there? I think if we're all honest, we would say we've been there. You wanted to give up on a person. They're no good. They're not about anything. They're not going to change. And you wanted to give up on them. But aren't you glad that God did not give up on us? I don't know about you, but I'm glad He didn't give up on me. I want to take a look at the people in this parable. Jesus starts this parable off saying that men ought to always pray and not faint. Well, if He's saying that, there's going to probably be some fainting times where we want to faint. But He's saying, hey, instead of fainting, pray. Now, why is that important? Because whenever we think about giving up, whenever we think about fainting, we are carrying the load. I want you to think about that. You're trying to figure out how you're going to do something, and you can't do it. That's what brings the fainting. But when we focus on the Lord, He strengthens us. Because the focus is not on us, but it's on Him. Do you see the difference? Men ought to always pray and not faint. I want you to look at this judge here. This judge was bad. He said he feared not God, nor man, nor regarded man. Do you think he was self-absorbed? You think he was selfish? Oh, yeah. I guess if they had a cell phone, he would be taking a lot of selfies. But the Bible said the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. So he didn't fear God. He really wasn't wise. In order to be wise, we must fear the Lord. Why, when we fear the Lord, we do what He tells us to do. It's just like, you ever seen those bark collars on dogs? Yeah. With these invisible fences? All right, what's stopping that guy? Why don't he just run out there? Fear. He knows when he gets over there, he's going to get some jolts. He fears. That's what we need to do when God set up boundaries. We need to make sure we got that bark card on and say, we're not going to run over there. Because we fear the Lord. Are you with me? If we don't fear the Lord, we'll do anything. And when God has set up boundaries, it's for our protection. It's not to hinder us, but it is to protect us. So we see that this judge did not fear God, therefore he did not love God. Now, he did not regard man. He didn't care about anybody else but himself. I don't know if you know the time of this parable, but judges, you know, they used to go around in tents, setting up little tents and judging people throughout their communities. And oftentimes, these guys would get a lot of bribes to, as they say, grease the wheel of justice. So this guy, no doubt, was loaded. He was conceited, and he was not concerned about anyone else. But he ran into someone that believed in God. Wow, what a difference. When you run into someone that believes in God, he runs into this widow. This widow is tough. At verse 3, it says, there was a widow in that city. Wow. And she came unto him saying, avenge me.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.